You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 28, Take Control of Your Life. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to our Thursday show. We reserve this show for our listeners. This is the day when your voice can be heard, asking your questions and leaving your comments. And finally, someone actually did that. I'm so happy about it. We have two wonderful listeners that answered my call for a voice recording this week. This is going to be a treat. Let me tell you how you can also take part in the show. We found out that the easiest way to leave your voice recording is by email. Send me your MP3 file asking your question or making your comment. Send that to questions@awakenthehealing.com. That's questions@awakenthehealing.com. If you are a little shy and would prefer for me to read your question or comment on the show, then please just forward your question or comment to me at the same address. I'll be giving you an update on the Audio Boom voice recorder and how you can actually use that, because it wasn't as easy as I thought to get the recording to me. So I've sent them a request and I'll let you know what they say. I want to thank Shauna Udemark for being so resourceful and figuring out that emailing me was the easiest way. I also want to point out one more issue. I became aware that my shows were being posted late on iTunes. So for everyone who listens to this podcast via iTunes, I want to let you know that I'm not sure why iTunes has been posting some of the shows late, sometimes up to 2 days. But remember, you can always visit my website at awakenthehealing.com. That's awakenthehealing.com, or go to our Audio Boom channel to hear the shows. If they have not posted on iTunes for some reason, I always post the shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and they're always up before noon Eastern Standard Time, usually much earlier than that, but sometimes I'm still working on them. And that's why they get posted a little later. I'm just not sure why we're having this issue on iTunes. But basically, they put them up when they want to. So I apologize for that. Anyway, now I'd like to thank all of you, all of my listeners, for following, liking, sharing, subscribing, and tweeting about the show. I'd also like to thank Audio Boom once again for all their help and assistance. I appreciate all of you helping me to spread the word around the world. I love and appreciate all of you so, so very much. Now, let's get on with today's show. I'm really excited. We received one question and one comment, all recorded. I will play the comment first and then the question. I want to expound on both of them, but the question is what inspired today's show, Take Control of Your Life. I received Shauna's question first, and then Tatiana left me a message that really fit in well with what I was going to talk about for today. So they really go beautifully together. I had to edit Tatiana's recording. But we will get right to the meat of her comment. She had a lot to say. I love her so much. I want you to hear her excitement and how she's been affected by the information on the show and in the book. Many of you are beginning to feel this way as well. And now, here she is.
Hello, it's Tatiana. This stuff is just so deep and profound. Talks about the conscious and the unconscious thoughts and how certain things and certain circumstances, you know, will draw certain people or experiences in your life. And I was like, dang, this is so deep, because it's so true, because, you know, the more and more that you entertain the thoughts of your past, the more things of your past start to arise in your life. And, you know, I just thought about, you know, while I was reading it, I thought about, you know, how, you know, the battlefield really is in your mind if you don't continue to change those thoughts, or, like you said, kind of check those thoughts as soon as they start to play, you know, check them and say, whoop, you know, there's nothing more important than, you know, that I feel good, or there's nothing more important than that, you know, this experience benefit me for my good versus for something negative. And then I like what you said in your book, freedom from fear, freedom from guilt, freedom from all the illusion have held you in bondage, and take control of your thoughts. It is a must because your thoughts are creating your life experience.
Thank you, Tatiana, for those words and your enthusiasm. Now, she touched on quite a few topics that we've talked about in past episodes, as well as current ones. The topic I want to focus on today is taking control of your thoughts. And when you do this, you will automatically take control of your life. This is very powerful and a tool for self-empowerment. It doesn't mean that you have to monitor every thought that you have. It just means that you need to become aware of how your thoughts make you feel throughout your day. Being conscious of how you feel will cause you to become a conscious creator, which is a conscious thinker. Now, let's move on to our question. This came from Shauna, and after we listen to her question, I will share some thoughts that Spirit put on my heart for this show today. Here is Shauna.
Your podcasts are inspirational and amazing things have been happening in my life, but I'm still struggling with feeling insecure about people's opinions of things I don't think are the best for me. How can I know for sure if these are things I'm supposed to be focusing on, or how can I block them out if I feel like they're producing negative energy?
Thank you, Shauna, for your question. The answer to that question is you must take control of your life. People mean well, but are most times misinformed where your life is concerned. No one can tell you what's best for you. Only you know that. Even I'm not trying to convince you to do anything that doesn't resonate with you. You have to learn how to follow your inner guidance and do what makes you feel good. This is how you start to tap into your intuition. It comes through a feeling. The idea that gives you peace is telling you the direction you should go in. And the idea that takes your peace is telling you no, no, no. You have to learn how to feel this and then listen to it. It's about trusting yourself. In this world, we've been so conditioned to do what others tell us to do and to believe what others want us to believe. This will eventually get you into a lot of trouble because you have to learn how to listen to your still small voice that no one else can hear. That's the one that is within you. That's what I was talking about in episode 26. I had to listen to that voice within me. No one could confirm what I was hearing. They didn't hear it, and they didn't see the house. Those messages were given to me because they pertain to my life. If my husband hadn't been so negative, maybe he would have had a few dreams of his own, or even a sense of knowing that I was on the right track, but he didn't. Negativity will block your connection to the divine. It's a low vibration, and you cannot hear the voice that is within you, or the voice of the angels, or anything high vibrating when you're on such a low level of consciousness. A negative mind is a low level of consciousness. Your higher self can't guide you when you're in that mind. The point is, if you don't learn how to tap into your inner knowing, you will always be in a dilemma, not knowing which direction to take in your life. You will be like the stalled cars in the middle of the intersection of change. Take control of your life. Listen to your inner guidance of what is good for you. And don't allow anyone to impose their beliefs or ideas on you. If they don't resonate with you, let them go. Who cares what others think is best for you? You are the only one who can determine that for yourself, especially if what they're saying makes you feel uncomfortable in any way or causes you to feel negative energy. Surround the situation with light and let it go. It will be okay. Pray about it or meditate about it or whatever you do to get quiet. You must learn how to quiet your ego in order to feel the guidance of your heart. Your heart whispers and your ego shouts. We will all face these kinds of challenges in life, learning how to trust our inner guidance and being challenged with letting go of old belief patterns. You are becoming new. Your inner wisdom will begin to guide you more as you grow and learn how to listen. Follow after peace. We've all heard this, and it's true. It's your inner guidance telling you how to avoid the pitfalls of life. And when you don't listen, you find out the hard way. And that's okay too, but it's much more painful. I want to say this before I go. The people that have the hardest time with change and letting go are the people who hold on with an iron grip. They don't want to let anything go. They want to stay in control or stand on their beliefs, even though there's evidence to the contrary. They don't care that those beliefs no longer apply. I call those people the flat earth scientists. They're the ones that will die believing what they choose to believe, no matter what. Don't worry about those people. Just don't be one of them. Be willing to learn and grow. And most of all, be willing to let go of something that causes you pain. You can never find your joy if you're holding on to your pain. Life is eternal, and everything will work itself out. If not now, then at another time. Just trust and believe. Learn how to let go and how to go with the flow of the universe. You must learn to trust the flow of the universe. It's really the only way you will get through trying times with a smile on your face. In the next episode, we start chapter 11. And that chapter is Power Path, with tools you can use to help you learn how to do this. The more you learn how to go with the flow, the smoother your life will become. Life is really here for us to enjoy and learn from, not here to fight with. But so many of us choose to fight all of our lives. It's sad, but each person has their choice to make. I want to help you enjoy your experience and to become a happier individual. I want you to laugh more and cry less until one day, all of your tears will be tears of joy. It can happen, but it's going to take time. It's a long journey, but it begins with one step in the right direction. Choose to be happy and more joyful in your life. Choose to let go and release what's no longer needed. Stop holding on to relationships and people that do not resonate with you out of fear. When you let something go, and you feel that sense of relief, that's when you know that you did the right thing. Focus your attention on what your life is becoming, not on what it has been. Start looking forward with a joyful expectation of the new and release the past with love and appreciation. See your past as having helped you to become the person that you are today. It was the road you traveled on to get where you are and to help you get to where you're going. In that sense, it wasn't so bad. It may have been rough, but you made it through. And now you know how to avoid those pitfalls from your past. You must change the way you think. Make a concerted effort to focus on all the things that make you feel good, that make you feel peace. When you think about them, visualize the life that you want to live and allow that vision to guide you. If you learn how to become still and listen to the silent whispers within your heart, you will create the life of your dreams. But you must begin to take control of your life through taking control of your thoughts. You can do this. You just have to believe that you can. Believe in yourself and believe that you deserve to be happy and you can have everything that you desire. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.